USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pennsylvania Senate candidate David McCormick sued Monday to force a counting of mail-in ballots without a handwritten date on the outside envelope. He and candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz are still awaiting Pennsylvania election results. The handwritten date indicates the ballot was received on time. Ukrainian President Zelensky, in his nightly address Monday, the eve of the three-month anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, noted that since February 24th, the Russian army has launched 2,275 different kinds of missiles into Ukraine, and he said the vast majority of them have hit civilian targets. Zelensky, via a translator, continues to ask the world to isolate Russia for their aggression.
Do not wait for more fatal attacks. Do not wait for Russia to use special weaponry, chemical, biological, God forbid nuclear. Do not allow for the aggressor to feel the world's opposition is not decisive enough.
USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Let's take a look inside the Georgia primaries.
Former Vice President Mike Pence has endorsed incumbent Georgia Governor Brian Kemp as he faces a primary challenge from former Senator David Perdue, who has been endorsed by former President Donald Trump. Perdue is hoping to force Kemp into a runoff after Tuesday night's primary. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Democrats, corporations, and liberal media reportedly describe Georgia's Republican Past Election Integrity Act as Jim Crow laws. Major League Baseball pulled the All-Star game last year because of the new laws. Last year, President Biden called the law known as SB 202 a blatant attack on the Constitution and good conscience. Biden also called it Jim Crow in the 21st century. The problem now, the Peach State is now seeing record-breaking turnout for early voting ahead of Tuesday's primary, debunking the false narrative. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Friday, a large asteroid will be flying past Earth at roughly 47,000 miles per hour. What makes it scary, this object will be about a mile wide. It will miss Earth by only 2.5 million miles. The Biden administration knew of the baby formula problem back in February. After allowing the problem to become a crisis, Republican Representative Byron Donalds on Newsmax calls out President Biden for again failing to avert a crisis.
The reason why this wasn't done 3 months ago is because once again, Joe Biden has failed to realize that there was a crisis in the United States until it was too late. That's what happened here. The White House wasn't talking about baby formula. It wasn't until mothers were showing up on CNN and Fox News and Newsmax that all of a sudden there was a crisis that must be handled. The FDA shut down its plant 6 months ago, 8 months ago now. Where was the strategy to continue the supply chain for formula production? One thing I'll say of note, at the height of the COVID pandemic, everybody was concerned about PPE. Everybody was concerned about reopening the economy. One thing nobody ever talked about was supply chain management, because Donald Trump and his White House made sure that the supply chains into the United States were not disrupted. They moved heaven and earth. Nobody ever talked about it. We have a president who has no plans, no strategies. So it seems like from week to week, month to month, there are key products that are not hitting the shelves in the United States. That's at the fault of Joe Biden.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.